This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. The TV version of this show airs on Free Speech TV every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. FSTV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and Roku. As GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump sees his poll numbers slide, he maintains that if he loses, it's not because the American people rejected him, it's because the election itself was rigged. Trump has said that a million dead voters are going to cast ballots against him. But election experts have countered, saying it is virtually impossible to rig an American election. Now, investigative journalist, author, and filmmaker Greg Palast is worried that the election could indeed be stolen, but not by Democrats. In a new film called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Palast follows the sordid trail of a controversial program to uncover voter fraud called Interstate Cross-Check. Greg Palast is the New York Times bestselling author and a freelance journalist for the BBC, as well as the British newspaper The Guardian. And his new documentary is called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which is the same title as his book. He now joins me on the program. Welcome, Greg.
Glad to be with you, Sonali.
So this program, the Interstate Cross-Check, it's not something that has been discussed very much in the media outside of, say, Fox News. How did you come upon it, and how did you get your hands on a list of about 7 million people, which, according to some Republicans, are voting twice, traveling state lines to commit voter fraud for apparently no other reason than rig the election?
Well, actually, you're right. You're not hearing in the press because our line is that American elections are never rigged. Like in 2000, when I discovered that black people removed from the voter rolls of Florida before the election, and that elected George W. Bush. That election was rigged. 2004 was rigged. And now we're heading into another rigged election. So Donald Trump is absolutely correct. This election is rigged. And he should know because it's his buddies who are rigging it. And one of their number one tricks is something called Interstate Cross-Check. How did I come across this? Because Trump and the Trumpsters and GOP officials have been talking about this election rigging, and specifically that millions of people, as Trump said, should not be on the voter rolls because they are registered in multiple states and they're voting in multiple states. They have claimed that there are actually 7.2 million names, that is 3 million people, because they're saying that each person voting twice, 3 million people in America voting twice. And by the way, not just any people, it's what Trump calls the other communities. In other words, voters of color. Now, how did I get this list? How did I find it? In the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, you see Donald Trump, because it's an old line of his, saying this election's rigged, people are voting many, many times. So Rolling Stone asked me to dig into this thing, and I was first told, when I said, well, give me the list of these bad, bad people voting twice. After all, they should go to jail. You go to the slammer for 5 years if you get caught voting twice in America. That's a federal crime, 5 years in prison. So I said, how many of you arrested? Well, none. I said, none? And you have the list? You have their names and addresses? Can you give them to me? They said, no, it's confidential because it's a criminal investigation. Well, for those who know me, Greg Palast, I'm an investigative reporter. And that's probably why I wear this hat all the time. And I'm an investigative reporter, and as soon as you say confidential, that's the first thing I go for. My team spent 5 months. Then we got the list. Millions of names of voters named David Lee, Maria Hernandez, John Brown, James Brown, Harold Washington. Are you getting the idea, Sonali, of who's on this list voting many times? Now, of course, the question is, maybe they are guilty. Maybe black folk and brown folk and Asian Americans love to vote many times. In fact, we have someone in our film who admits to voting many times and says that that's what Hispanics do. They choose common names when they're born, like Maria Hernandez, so they can get around the voting laws. That's actually in my film, that's Rosario Dawson playing, pretending to be a double voter. But in fact, all of this is a list of common names. No one, so I busted this in Rolling Stone. It's been deathly silent in the American media because we have to maintain the myth that, as Hillary said, American elections are the gold standard of democracy in the world, the envy of everyone. That's complete nonsense. We're the laughingstock in most civilized democratic nations.
And certainly our states set the rules by which voting takes place, which already makes it, you know, a recipe for having complexity built into the system. But here's what's really interesting. So basically, your film points out the fact that a Republican claim of voter fraud, which they're saying will rig the election, is actually their tool for rigging the election the opposite way. So these are names that sound similar because they just happen to be common names. They also happen to be common names of people that are black and brown. That these Republicans are claiming there's a James Brown in Kansas and a James Brown in Colorado, and therefore that James Brown voted twice, and so we're going to purge both those James Browns off their voting rolls?
That's exactly right. Now, you may say, well, hey, James Brown is a common name. Not for Republican, it isn't. As it turns out, so I actually got the list. And if you go through them, for example, I mentioned Rosario Dawson in my film playing Maria Hernandez. Well, on this list, it actually says Cristina Hernandez voted in Virginia, and Maria Isabel Hernandez voted in Louisiana. Now, different middle names. And by the way, on their list of 7 million names, 2 million of the middle names don't match. James Brown Jr., James Brown Sr. are supposed to be the same voter. Both lose their votes. Now, how do we know that it's minority voters? Well, in a lot of states like Florida and others, it says BLA next to the race of the voter. That's by law. But the other thing we have is that we had experts who are, you know, the database experts for Amazon and eBay go through these databases for us, and they get the racial breakdown of every single surname in America. And they found that, are you ready for this, Sonali? 1 in 7 minority voters is on the suspect list in the 30 Republican states that are in this little trick called interstate crossing. 1 in 7. And so this could shape. People say, oh, well, Trump's toast. What do you care? Forget Trump. We're talking in Ohio, 50,000 voters removed. That's an important Senate tight race. In North Carolina, 35,000 have been removed so far. They're heading to 175,000 voters being removed in North Carolina, another tight Senate race. Georgia, Arizona, very tight. They're removing Hispanic voters by the tens of thousands, saying that they are voting twice because their name is Juan Rodriguez. There are 839,000 people named Garcia in the United States. And as our expert said, every Jose Garcia in America is on this list, is voting multiple times. You know, it's stunning.
It's a terrible sort of premise. I mean, my name is extremely unique, but apparently there is another Sonali Kolhatkar in Chicago, okay? So imagine somebody with a far less unique name than mine.
What's happening is, look, I made this film. And by the way, I not only made a film, I made a comic book, which is free at gregpalace.com, download it for free. But it's done as a comedy because I have, for example, I'm on the investigation. I pass out at a bar. Well, that's kind of like a documentary for me. And I'm watching Law & Order on TV, and Ice-T and Detective Munch jump out of the TV and help me on my investigation. There is also another double voter. A woman named Willie Mae Nelson is also supposed to be a country singer, a stoner who rides around on a bus named Willie Nelson. And I do confront Willie Nelson. And by the way, Willie Nelson's actually on the list. No kidding. He's accused of voting as Willie the country singer and Willie Mae, a woman, because they don't even match the genitals. I mean, it is. And of course, he's laughing and giggling all through the interview. So I finally have to say, this is a felony crime. And are you high on something? And he says, aren't you? Because it's like this list is nuts. So you get to meet Willie Nelson. You get to meet Rosario Dawson. Shailene Woodley from Snowden and the Divergent series takes me through the information. And I literally dive into the evidence. The idea is to make it so it's memorable. It's tragicomic. But it makes the point that they don't want to make, that this is that when Trump is saying there are millions of voters who shouldn't be on the rolls, they are removing those voters. It's not, he's not just blowing through his comb over. he's actually setting forward an accusation. Like you say, what the Republicans have been doing, and this is a Koch-funded operation for the last decade, is creating something I call the hysteria factory, where they're saying over and over again that voters of color are committing fraud. They're voting under other people's names, so you have to have ID. They're alien voters. You know, they swam across. I mean, literally 2 weeks ago, by the way, Trump said a million Mexicans have swum the Rio Grande, I kid you not, to vote for Hillary. And so in our film, because he's been saying this a long time, we have a spaceship landing that says Viva Hillary on it. And you have a bunch of aliens marching out with sombreros that all say, you know, we votar for Hillary. And now, why do I do that? It's tragic. It's horrible. But it's something you just won't forget. I hired the cartoonist that drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And he created a series of cartoons that you absolutely won't forget. And then I tell you about the billionaires behind the theft, because the best democracy money can buy, its subtitle is A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. And Santa Claus explains to you how these billionaires stole their billions, okay? And by the way, it is a documentary, so I have to confess that Santa Claus is actually Ed Asner in a Santa suit. But, you know, it's a terrible, it's pretty rough stuff in some ways. But I try to tell it in a way that you won't turn off and you'll enjoy going to the movies, or, you know, you can download the comic book for free, or get the DVD, or download it from Amazon, the usual suspects. Or you can even read the book Until Patriot Act 3, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, which was number one in America for 10 years ago. But this is the sequel, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. And so we got to get the word out. Thank you.
So Greg, let's talk about the people involved, the Republicans involved. Kansas State Secretary Chris Kobach is a big player in all of this, although he is not the top player. You referred to the Koch brothers. Tell us about the confrontation that you had with Chris Kobach. He wouldn't give you an interview, so you sought him out. And what did you ask him that he couldn't answer?
Well, what happened was, unlike American journalists, you know, as you know, I've worked for BBC and Al Jazeera, The Guardian, and now Rolling Stone, which is not exactly American. I do old-fashioned investigative reporting. So when these officials say, I won't speak to you, I'm going to speak to them whether they like it or not. Now, it turns out Chris Kobach, if you've never heard that name, get used to it. This is the guy who told Donald Trump that he ought to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. He is Trump's so-called immigration advisor. He wrote SB 1070, the driving while brown law, determined, even our Supreme Court called it obviously racist and knocked it out. But this guy is the man who's put together this list of so-called double voters. 30 Republican secretaries of state have sent him their entire voter files to this guy in Kansas, this white suprematist. And I don't say that lightly. He's listed in among the leaders of hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, this guy has all our voter rolls in these Republican states, and he's the one who's come up with these matches. So he didn't know I had his list because it's all supposed to be confidential. And, you know, so I found out that he was having a ice cream social in a public park. So I took a war correspondent cameraman from Paris, France, and flew him in. And to pretend that I was a local newsman, I got one of those microphones with a little cube on it and had a number 4, so it looked like Eyewitness News. Now, I can't lie. So I had Channel 4 of London, England, agree to take the film. So I wasn't lying. It was from Channel 4, but London, they thought I was Wichita. So I come in as Eyewitness News, you know, from London. The microphone in his hand, grab his hand, and suddenly realized, oh, Greg Palast got through. And then I say, let's talk about cross-check. And you'll see there's a funny part where I'm interrupted. He's about to get away because we have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. But after that, I've got him and I start showing him the secret files, the files he thought were secret, that he was matching people like Maria Cristina Hernandez, was supposed to be the same voter as Maria Isabel Hernandez. And then he just starts lying. He says, that can't be my list. Well, this is his list. They can't have. And then I said, did you know that Virginia, on the basis of your list, you gave them a list, they've already removed 41,000 voters on the accusation that they've registered or voted twice on your list. He says, they can't have done that. That would have been illegal. Yeah, maybe illegal, baby, but you gave him the list and you told him to do it. And then I said, and where are the Social Security numbers? He said that there was going to be that they were going to check by Social Security numbers. Well, hey.
That would be, in fact, the best way to determine if two people were two names of the same person, now, if their birth date and Social Security match.
Exactly. So he said publicly that they used Social Security numbers, and I showed him the list. Single match of a Social Security number. And guess what? In his secret instructions, it says, please note that the Social Security's numbers may not match. Well, none of them match. That may not match. Ignore that. Ignore that. Ignore the mismatches. So he's telling them, ignore mismatches. Ignore middle name mismatches, junior, senior, Social Security numbers, dates of birth. They are wiping out black people, brown people, and Asian Americans in particular. You know who's getting hit hard? You'll see in the film, the Korean community, Park Ho Lee and Kim, that's it. In the Korean community.
So, Greg, this whole idea is based on a premise that we have a nationwide conspiracy involving millions of Americans who have some bizarre interest in traveling across the country to different states and voting twice, even though you don't get anything for vote. No, you don't get any money to vote. It's hard enough to get people to the voting booth to convince them to vote, that it's in their interest to vote, because there's usually no immediate reward for voting. And this conspiracy theory is based on an idea that millions of brown and black folk, probably lower income than most, are colluding together in some secret conspiracy that no one person may be directing, but they're all colluding and they're all traveling across state boundaries to vote twice.
Are you telling me you Asian Americans don't have some type of secret voting signal system that you are working on? You know, this seriously, this is what they're saying. And what's happening is, I call it the hysteria factory. It was built, the CEO is David Koch, and the chairman of the board is Charles Koch. And they've created these media operations to convince everyone that there are alien voters and dead voters. Now, in the film, we take this horrible accusation, we make it funny. You're in a drive-in theater watching these old horror film reels with the, you know, zombie voters and all. We have, by the way, 30,000 special effects in this film. So you'll enjoy it. As many as you would in a Schwarzenegger film. So you can eat popcorn and watch the destruction of our democracy. But this whole idea that voters of color are always cheating, it goes back over 100 years to the original film Birth of a Nation, which was a Ku Klux Klan propaganda film. And in that film, which, by the way, won the Academy Award. In that film, you have white actors in blackface sneaking in a second vote into a ballot box. And we take a clip from Birth of a Nation. This is an old, old accusation leveled against voters of color. You all cheat. You all vote twice. You come over the border wet from the Rio Grande and start voting for Hillary. And and dead people are voting and using other people's IDs. But they never seem to arrest anyone. There's about 3 arrests a year, 3 convictions a year for voting twice or voting someone, your dead uncle's name or something like that, because it's easy to catch you. You show up at the polling place, or you mail in your ballot from a known address.
Right.
They get you right away.
So, Greg, let's play a trailer of the documentary, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And when we come back, we'll tell our audience how they can watch it.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Why are these such secret lists?
The over 1 million people that voted twice in this election.
You vote twice, you get 5 years in the slammer.
This is voter suppression, pure and simple.
And approve the Keystone Pipeline.
This is destruction in progress.
Paulson made a personal profit of more than $5 billion last year.
Paulson sat in those rooms and didn't tell those poor schmucks that they were buying crap.
And they are cooking the ballot boxes on Election Day. That's not about black and white. That's about right and wrong.
And you would think that Jim Crow rose from the dead.
Mm-hmm. You're lying. Oh, wait, what are you grinning for? Are you high? Are you smoking something?
Aren't you?
You are watching the trailer of the documentary, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Filmmaker and investigative journalist and best-selling author Greg Palast is with me now. And obviously, we didn't get into this part of the film, but the main interest, of course, for the Republican Party and for the moneyed interest behind this so-called voter fraud issue is to be able to have their man in the White House, their business-friendly person in the White House that would, you know, approve the Keystone XL pipeline. That's where the Koch brothers come in, right, Greg?
Yes, and what they're interested in, for example, the Koch brothers aren't giving a penny to the Trumpster. It's all in the Senate races, and then you'll meet another billionaire whom I jumped twice, or attempt to jump twice. His name is, he's known as the Vulture. His name is Paul Singer. He's the number one donor to the Republican Party now, and all his money has gone into the Senate races. The Kochs, all their money have gone into the congressional races. So while, you know, everyone's kind of concentrated at the top of the ticket, the big money boys are very concerned about whose Congress this will be, the public's or theirs. And I do something that again, American journalists just don't do. When these billionaires say they won't meet with me, I meet with them anyway. And you'll see, for example, one of my hats, my associate has actually sewn a hidden camera into the hat band. And we go off in a powerboat, so we look like billionaires, to a Hampton soiree filled with literally a dozen billionaires having dinner together. I joined them. And they don't know who I am until I jump the billionaire behind Donald Trump. I know people think Trump's a billionaire, but he just plays one on TV. The billionaire behind him is known as JP, the foreclosure king. This is the guy that made $5 billion off kicking the mortgage market over a cliff. We show that, by the way, again in a cartoon. So it's really important to understand who's the money behind this activity, this new purge, this kind of new Ku Klux Klan operation. But instead of white sheets, they use spreadsheets to eliminate voters of color. It's a very serious business. These guys are buying a Congress by purging the voter rolls whiter than white.
So finally, Greg, I know you've had a number of screenings around the country. At this point, where can people catch the documentary?
Okay, well, the documentary is going to be all over the country in cities and week-long and single screens, including Washington, D.C. Just go to gregpalast.com, gregpalast.com, and you'll find out where the screens are near you. And, of course, as of this week, we rushed it out so that we could you could download it from Amazon or stream it or download it. And, again, if you go to gregpalast.com, you get a comic book of the film, 60-page comic book, which is, you know, pictures of Rosario Dawson, Shailene Woodley, Willie Nelson, and me with word bubbles. It's a great comic book. It's worth it. You'll get a real laugh out of the complete destruction and purchase of our economy by the billionaires.
Greg, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck to you with the film.
Thank you very much, Sonali.
My guest is Greg Palast, New York Times bestselling author, freelance journalist for the BBC, as well as the British newspaper The Guardian. We've been talking about his new documentary, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. It's the same title as his earlier book. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/ruwithsonali.